Welcome to Taylor Talk, East Side's version.
Are you ready for it?
Hi, welcome back to Taylor Talk, East Side's version. Today's episode is Superstar, and today we'll be covering Fearless and Fearless Taylor's version. So I'm Ella.
I'm Jillian.
I'm Julia.
And first we're going to go around and say our favorite songs.
From this album.
Yeah, from Fearless. So I'd say my favorite song is probably The Way I Loved You.
I would have to agree and say I also.
Really? I know that's your favorite.
It's just so good. Oh, no, that or The Other Side of the Door.
Oh, it's so good.
The outro is just so good.
My favorite is Forever and Always, I would say. Not acoustic, though, the normal.
Yeah,
I love the acoustic.
I don't like it's or, piano.
Yeah, I do.
I don't like the piano that much.
No, I like it. It's just sad. I can't listen to it all the time.
No, yeah. But
I also like... Hold on.
I
love Tell Me Why. That one's good, too.
I was telling Jillian about this the other day. So the intro to Tell Me Why, like, there's something about, like, the guitar in the beginning that, yeah. Like, here, do you want to play it?
Yeah, explain it.
It's just, like, it reminds me of, oh.
I'm excited,
but, all right, pause. Like, it reminds me of, like, a spring day, like, in childhood. Like, you just wake up and it's, like, sunny outside. Like, I just, oh my God, I love it.
I also, like, You're Not Sorry.
You're Not Sorry is good.
I feel like it's so underrated and Change. I feel like no one talks about it.
We're gonna go through the songs in a little bit, but okay, right now. Anyway, so Fearless, not Fearless Taylor's version. Fearless came out in 2008. It was her second album, but it was kind of like her most famous, like, I wasn't, what am I saying?
Yeah, what okay. are you saying?
I got really distracted. Okay, came out in 2008, and it's like her first, like, really, like, huge album, because, like, yes, like, her first album was successful, but, like, I feel like this topped the charts. This is what, like, because made her known.
Think about, like, it has Love Story and You Belong With Me. I mean, those are the two of her most popular songs. And
then the You Belong With Me music video got.
That's, yeah. I think that's
like, 1.1 billion views.
I have to say, I think that's my favorite Taylor Swift music video of all time. Like, there's it's just
probably,
something about
I feel
it.
Like, it's probably, like, one of the, like, best music videos in, like, literally
ever.
Music history.
Like, it's just, it's so simple, but, like,
it's
so well done.
Love Story, I feel like every single person knows it. Like,
I don't know
a single person that doesn't know every single lyric.
When you hear Taylor Swift, I think that's what you think of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, I think when you think Taylor Swift, I feel like you picture that Taylor Swift. That's, like, Taylor Swift.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, like, her, like, with, like, the golden dress, it's always the curly
hair. Always the big curls.
Huge
and, like, the guitar. Like, it's just, it's such a perfect era. Like, I love it. That was 2008. Which single was first? Was it Love Story or You Belong With Me? I don't know. I have no clue.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like that's the first album that, like, we kind of grew up with.
And it's,
Like, it was, I remember, like, riding in the car and, like, hearing the songs on the radio.
And it's not, like, country. It's, like,
it's country pop, it's more pop than.
Okay. Well, I think it's more country than pop, because, like.
No, I'm saying it's more pop than, like, debut.
Oh, the debut, definitely.
Like, debut is, like, hard country.
But, no, like, I'm serious. Like, my, like, earliest memories go back to, like, I just vividly remember You Belong With Me being my, like, first favorite song. Like, I just remember having such, like, a fixation on it. I'd sing it, like, everywhere. Like, my mom always tells me stories about how, like, I was just, like, always, like, in the car, just always singing You Belong With Me. Like, it's just,
picture Ella, like, sitting in her car seat in the back, like, swaying along to You Belong With Me.
Like, yes, it's just, like, my favorite song. Like, I think it still is one of my, like, now it's, you know, considered more of, like, a basic song, but, like,
it's so good.
Like, it's such a cute song. And the music video, wait, who's the guy? I like the guy who's in it, but I can't think of his name. He was in, like, other, like, movies and stuff, but I can't place it. And then also, my favorite part, I realize it's, like, now that, like, I've seen One Tree Hill, I think when she goes brunette, like, the cheerleader version, I think she looks like Brooke Davis.
A little bit. I see that.
Wait, show me a picture of Brooke Davis.
Hang on. Brooke is, like, I don't know, like, in One Tree, so she's a character in One Tree Hill played by Sophia Bush, and she, like, Brooke is a cheerleader in the show, and I can't tell you to do it. So, and in when Taylor Swift goes brunette, she plays, like, the mean girl in the music video, and I just think she looks so much like her.
Okay, so
like, there.
That's Brooke Davis.
A little.
I don't know, there's something about it.
Kind of.
But Brooke isn't, like, mean girl, I don't know.
Did she win any awards for this?
You Belong With Me was the one with the VMAs thing with Kanye. She was winning Music Video of the Year, and that's when
Kanye
gets up on
who should win Beyonce.
I won't do my impression again.
No, you can do it.
I've done it like three episodes already.
Anyways, and then this album won Album of the Year at the Grammys. Like,
and that's huge. Like, she was
I think that's the point. She's the youngest artist. Now it's Billie Eilish. But she was, what, like, 18 years old?
Like, yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. And, like, to think, like, I mean, debut, like, she was known, like, on the, like, in the country music scene. Yeah, but, like, but not, to win like, Album of the Year for the Grammys, that, like, completely just, like, propelled her. And
she's, like, our age.
Yeah.
I mean, that's so scary.
Yeah, and that was only the beginning of her career,
guys. We are. And then a lot of these songs, I think it's really cute because they're about, like, her relationship with Joe Jonas. And, like, I love Joe Jonas. So, and they're, I don't know, it was, like, it was such, like, a cute, like, little, like, teenage relationship. Like, it was very, like, back then, like, I feel like in 2008, like, you had, like, a lot of those, like, Disney Channel relationships.
Yeah,
With,
like, it was, like, always the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah. Like, her, Demi Lovato, Nick Jonas.
Yeah.
And, like, Miley Cyrus, Nick Jonas. Wait, no, Demi Lovato was...
Demi and Joe, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking of Miley and Nick.
Yeah, Miley and Nick, Demi and Joe. And then so is Taylor Swift and Joe Jonas.
And Kevin. Poor Kevin.
Yeah. I love Kevin. Mm-hmm. But yes, yeah, so Joe Jonas inspired Better Than Revenge.
And Forever and Always.
Yeah. I was getting there.
But wait, but Better Than Revenge isn't.
That's not on this album, so don't even.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Ella ruins everything.
I know. But yeah, so Forever and Always, I love that song.
Like, uh-huh.
Well, yeah, that's my favorite.
Right.
Once upon a time.
I believe it.
Okay.
Should we go through?
Wait. Okay, so, I just feel like, never mind.
Yeah, great comments.
And then, so for Fearless, she went on a world tour.
She did. Around the world. On a tour. Anyways, it was her first, like, big tour. Her first own, like, headline tour, like, hers. Yeah, some iconic costume changes, like the You Belong With Me being ripped off, or was that from Speaking?
Yeah,
marching band thing.
Pretty gnarly. And then, so this was all in 2008?
Yeah.
2008.
Okay. 2008.
Around that time.
That era.
Okay, so the first song is...
Okay, yeah, Julia's
gonna... Wait, put it down so you can see.
I can't see it. Oh my god. Julia's contact actually fell out.
Julia, can you stop? Okay, if you're awake.
Alright, so the first song is...
Can't drive.
What?
Okay. Anyway.
Okay, so Fearless Taylor's version. Oh, well, we'll go into Taylor's version.
Yeah, that's not. That's Fearless.
Okay, Fearless. We're going to go through. Just talk is like...
Okay, put it down so you can see it.
So,
Fearless. I like Fearless.
Like the Fearless actual, is track one, yeah.
There's a song called... It's a good
opening. I love
it. It's like about falling in love, right?
Like, it's just so cute.
Yeah, no,
I feel like it just kind of embodies, like, the message of the album. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah.
Being fearless, you know?
Then there's 15... Which is super sad.
No, I actually, like, I remember my 15th birthday.
Heart.
Like that night I listened to the song because it's, like, her, like, freshman year in high school. Like, falling for senior boys and just kind of, like, that whole...
Just kind of weird now that you think about
it. Well, yeah, it's incredible. Yeah.
Why is she dating
15? Yeah.
15.
And also... Yeah. And
my sister sang it to me on my birthday.
It's beautiful.
It's wonderful.
I think it's cute how, like, she references her friend Abigail in it because, like, she's still friends with Abigail.
Uh-huh. Really? Abigail has
big that's red curls.
Yeah, she's in the documentary.
Show me a pic, would you?
Okay,
thanks.
Okay, next is Hey Steven, which I think...
I love that song.
I'm wrong. It's Love Story next, which is Love Story, classic.
Iconic,
yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, Hey Steven, which is super cute. I like her laugh. I'm finding her laugh.
It took me a while to, like, get into that song, but I love it now. That's Abigail.
Wait, I'm finding the laugh in it.
Yeah, I like it. She doesn't have red hair.
Yes, she does.
Literally is red hair.
Abigail Anderson. They met when she was 15 on the first day of freshman year, and they sat next to each other in English.
Wait, I'm playing the laugh. Oh, wait, that's not the laugh. Wait, I need to find it. Oh, found it. Okay. That's Fearless Taylor's version laugh.
The other one's like a... I love it. Mm-hmm. It's very 18-year-old.
Okay. Then track 5, the big 05. It's White Horse.
So good.
Pretty good. Not my favorite track.
Wait. I have to say, so when I played guitar back in third grade, so I was actually really good, and I was able to request, like, any sheet music I wanted, and my instructor would bring it over, and I said I want Taylor Swift
so
music
funny.
Because of course, you know, like, eight-year-old me wanted to play Taylor Swift.
Of course.
So, you know what he brings over? White Horse. But at the time, like, all
we did this for Spirit Week.
Yeah, wait, but all you had for, like, on Apple Music or whatever, you have to, like, buy songs. So I had maybe, like, You Belong With Me, Love Story. Like, I knew, like, the songs I heard on the radio. Mm-hmm. So when he brought me White Horse, I was like, this isn't a real song. Like, it doesn't exist. And I was so I played it. But, like, I was so convinced it didn't exist because it wasn't a single. So I never heard it before. And it's not like I, like, bought it on iTunes. Mm-hmm. So, it's just so weird how, like, you know, like, once, like, Apple Music was more of, like, and, like, Spotify took it, became, like, a membership thing, that's when, like, we started being introduced to, like, more of her music.
Yeah.
When was that? Like,
I don't know. Like, I feel like it was
fifth before, grade or something. I got Spotify.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like fifth grade.
Spotify was before Apple Music.
I remember sixth grade when Reputation came out, like Buy and Call It What You Want and Gorgeous when it came out.
Mm-hmm. Anyways,
okay, next
You
song.
Belong With Me, of course. Is, yeah,
so
yeah,
good.
You Belong With Me. Good.
What do you think is better, Love Story or You Belong With Me?
You belong with me. But I think Love Story is more iconic.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, I can't. I actually
I just
could
love
not,
the bridge of You Belong With Me. The like her like you what? Know the gasps. Have you heard that?
No.
Let me play it. In, like, the original one, like, you can hear, like, it's, like, this thing, like...
No way you're playing the original version.
I'm sorry. I apologize for this, but I have to. She, you can, like, hear, and the bridge is, like, coming into your head. Like, you can hear, like, her
breathing.
Wait,
like, I actually don't think I've heard, listened to the original one, like, since...
No, it sounds so, it's so cute, wait, like, wait. Baby. wait, I'm finding it. Okay, this.
Oh, yeah, I think this is something
terrible. Like, you're, like, I don't know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know.
It's aww. Like, I don't know.
She's just
so,
like,
a,
baby.
Uh-huh.
Hey, what's next?
Go back. Okay. So, then is Breathe with Colby Callier. Pretty good.
I had a Colby Callier fixation when I was little.
Starts in my toes.
Yeah, that song's so good. Bubbly.
Yeah.
Tell
Me Why. Ugh, I love Tell Me Why.
It's just, like, such a spring day as, like, a little kid.
Yeah. Yeah. You're Not Sorry. Nice ballad.
Oh, I love that song, actually.
Would you like to sing
You're Not Sorry.
That's one of those things where, like, anyone, like, if someone says, like, the phrase, like, you're not sorry, it's, like, what is it? It's, like, oh, yeah. Taylor Swift's yep. song.
The Way I Loved You, iconic, of
That's
course.
That's my favorite song on this
wait,
album.
Like, just it's the just intro. So... Listen to the intro. It's just so good.
Incredible. It's a cool song.
So good. Like the intro. Oh,
wait, I need to see if this is correct.
Then Forever and Always, iconic, of course. And Forever and
Always. Oh, wait, yeah. The Way I Loved You was in the show on The Summer I Turned Pretty. I know you guys didn't watch it.
Yeah.
That came out last summer. But it was like they featured so many Taylor Swift songs in that show. But like the moment where they played The Way I Loved You was just like it's like how I picture the song going, if that makes sense.
Anyway, so next is Forever and Always. Forever and Always is about her Joe Jonas dumping her, and mm-hmm. the intro is like 37 seconds long or something, and that's like how long he like sent her a 37 second.
Oh, this, really?
The number's wrong. I don't know what
it's like. Yeah. The voicemail.
It's like 30 second voicemail, and it's that length in the intro because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Then The Best Day. I love The Best Day. It's so like But what I don't get, so apparently it's about her mom. It's like dedicated to her mom, like a song about like I love my mom. But like then in the chorus, it's like I'm not the chorus, the bridge. It's like. I have an excellent father.
His
and, like, I don't get it.
Stronger.
Like, why is it she talking about her dad if it's about her mom?
And also, wait, with The Best Day, every year, like, now since, like, Taylor's version came out, I want, so that she releases, like a Mother's Day collection. Mm-hmm. So my mom, like, I have a thing for mugs. We love collecting mugs. So every year, like, in the Taylor Swift collection, I always get her, like, a Best Day mug. Mm-hmm. And, like, they always have, like, lyrics for, like, Mother's Day. They're cute.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Then it's Change, which is the last one on, like, the normal, like,
wait, I like that song,
album.
Too. For some reason, like, I know
Change,
it.
That's good.
But, yeah, like, I don't know all the random songs. I
then
know
we
this
have
song.
The bonus tracks on Fearless, Jump Then Fall, very underrated, good.
Oh, wait, is that the one that I texted you about?
Yeah.
Okay, then I like
Jump
that
Then
one.
Fall, so good.
Jump Then Fall.
Beautiful. Untouchable is also really good.
That's a cover by like a heavy metal rock band.
Uh-huh.
I hate the original.
Then Forever and Always piano version, not my favorite.
Like, okay, I think it's good when you're in the mood.
Oh, Coming With the Rain, so good.
Incredible.
Oh, man, wait, play it. I never heard it.
You've definitely heard this.
Go to the chorus. Hey, come on, speed it up.
Sorry.
Talk to the sky, talk to the man with the reasons why. Let me know what you find.
You've heard this.
No, I
haven't. This part.
Never heard this.
All right, that's enough. But I think it's very good.
It's so good.
Okay, what's next?
Then Superstar.
That's like
it's hated on.
Yeah.
It's like fine.
The other side of the door just makes me so
happy.
Oh,
the other side. The outro is so
good.
Throwing pebbles, screaming, I'm in love. That's such a good song. Agreed.
That's not the other side of the door.
Yes, it is.
That's not the outro, though.
Oh, I was just singing the song for fun.
Okay. Then, okay, so now we're Fearless Taylor. So that's the end of regular Fearless.
Okay.
Now Fearless
so wait,
Taylor's
let's,
version.
Should we, like, explain what it is first?
Yes, go
so,
ahead.
Basically, I mean, I feel like we kind of explained it in the first episode. So brief. But okay, so briefly, Taylor Swift has to re-record all of her albums because like her masters were stolen from her and sold. So now she's recording them. So she has the rights to her own work. So it's kind of a surprise like when she's gonna announce a re-recorded album and like which one she's gonna do. Like it's in no order whatsoever. So the first re-recorded album that she released was Fearless Taylor's version. They came out in 2021.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she started out by releasing like snippets of Love Story Taylor's version, and then started out with, then released Love Story, and then came Fearless Taylor's version. So two of the songs that are on, or no, just one. Today was a fairy tale.
Yeah,
was
on there.
Mm-hmm. That was like a song.
That was like a single for a movie.
Yeah, it was in Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah.
So
I love that song.
So yeah, it's a fairy tale.
Like it's just such like a fairy tale. Well, okay.
Yeah.
But like, it's just it's super happy.
Yeah. That's like. Fearless is just super happy and like sunny.
I think, yeah, there's no sad.
There's very good energy on it.
Maybe there's sad songs about like breakup. Yeah.
But, like,
And then so you all.
Then we have the vault tracks, which the vault tracks are basically like for all her re-recorded albums. She has vault tracks, which are kind of like bonus tracks, but it's like songs that weren't originally on the album, but she like she wrote them at like the time that she made the album, but they didn't make it on like the actual thing.
So You All Are Me, she actually released that like either that day or the day before like Fearless Taylor's version came out. And
it's with Maren Morris.
I like it. I mean,
it's fine. I don't love the Fearless Vault tracks that much. They're like, okay. They're just, like...
They have to grow on you.
Okay, so Mr. Perfectly Fine, which is pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love Mr. Perfectly Fine.
That's about Joe Jonas.
I think that's the best Vault track. Yeah, definitely. I don't think the Vault tracks for Fearless are good at all.
That one's pretty good. It's fine.
And also, Mr. Perfectly Fine, like, I think it's creepy that it's about Joe Jonas, and then his wife, like, Sophie Turner, like, was saying how much she loves the song, and, like, the two of them have listened to it, because they're, like, like, Sophie and Taylor friends.
Yeah, Joe Jonas and Taylor Swift are, like,
they're on great terms, yeah.
Like, she sends his kids, like, presents.
Yeah, they're adorable.
Yeah.
Anyways. Then we have That's When, Don't You, We Were Happy, and Bye Bye Baby.
They all sound like the same song.
They all sound the exact same.
I like Bye Bye Baby.
Oh, That's When has Keith Urban in it. But I don't know. They're just like all fine.
Yeah.
Nothing special.
The other ones are so much better.
I'd give it a meh.
Like the red ones are
incredible. The red ones are so good.
We'll get that to in two episodes. Okay. But yeah, so that's Fearless. Mm-hmm. I think overall, like, it's just kind of like her introduction, like, into, like, the world, like, the entertainment industry because, like, debut was, like, the country scene, like, Nashville, Tennessee, like, that type of thing, but, like, this is just very,
She's out.
She's becoming
a star.
She's
got me open now.
Yeah, and then Red is, like, crazy.
So, all right, so come back for our next episode, which will be about Speak Now. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye.
Are you ready for it?